Tuesday, November 21st, Thanksgiving week. I'm talking to you now from Atlanta. Travel day. I watched Hunt for Red October on the airplane today. And I probably saw that movie, you know, in the early 90s when I was, I don't know, 16 years old, something like that, and didn't really remember it. It was good, pretty good. And it had so many of those guys, right? Like the actors that you've seen for 35 years now and a bunch of different things that are just great character actors. And you're like, oh, that guy. Oh, and that guy. And that guy. He's good. He's good. He's good. It was just tons of that. Come to think of it, I don't know if there was one female in the whole fucking movie. Anyway, submarines are fucking crazy. Like, is that really how it goes down? Like, is it a game of chess in the water where it's like, all right, now I'm just going to head down deeper to the right and get out of the way of this torpedo and do a hard turn? Like, I was amazed by, like, that might be the actual strategy of how battle goes when you're underwater. And just the idea of being in a fucking submarine as your, like, life, you're, like, just living under the water, in the middle of the ocean, seems fucking insane. Then for the last half hour, I threw on the beginning of Pulp Fiction, and I would, you know, it's my favorite movie ever, so I'm biased, but from the moment that the dialogue starts in the car after the credits with Samuel Jackson and Travolta, right into the point where they, spoiler alert, shoot Brett in the face, I think it's the best 15 minutes of cinema I've ever seen. The dialogue is just, every single word is brilliant. I love it so much. And yeah, that's probably why it's my favorite movie. Anyway, I gotta go do some more family stuff. Thanksgiving week. Talk to you soon.